Well, I think that the defense we run is known as Tampa 2. But we do run multiple defenses. And players have to have multiple skills to function in our defense. And Darrell Revis has those skills to do the things that we want done.
How come you didn't structure stuff like Sherman over there, Gil? How come you weren't an extrovert like Richard Sherman? I don't remember any big rants from you after games.
No, mainly because I probably played in the black hole of Charger history.
There you go.
Where we didn't win too many games. We only went to playoffs one time. It's just personality.
It is.
That's all.
But you know, he backs it up. He backs it up. He's awful good.
You know, the old saying is, it's not bragging if you can back it up. And he's a great player. There's no doubt about it. He is an excellent football player. His personality is just different than mine. That's all.
Talk about how the challenge has changed over the years, Gil. It's so hard to play DB in this league. The rules, the coverages, you can't touch the guys, you know, past a certain yardage. Contrast that with it wasn't easy when you played, but it's getting harder and harder.
You're a wise man.
Thank you, baby.
You are a wise man.
And what's your message to your guys in that regard?
Well, the message is always to play by the rules and to do things the way it's supposed to be done. I think at this level you have great athletes on both sides of the ball. And the rules do favor the offense.
No question.
But our adage here is no explanations, no excuses. This is the way things are in the National Football League now, and we have to be successful. You can't say, because I can't touch the guy or because the rules favor the offense, that, okay, it's okay for them to score or to give up a big play. No excuses, no explanations. We have to get it done, and we just find ways to play within the rules to make sure that we're successful. And that's the key.